Discourse number 7, October 24, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty silent watcher, even as thou hast before thee the cosmic crystal, send forth thy rays, anchoring them in the hearts of God's children. Teach them obedience to the great cosmic laws. Teach them obedience to the light. Fill their hearts and minds with thy peace, with thy silence, with thy poise. Let the rejoicing of thy heart fill their hearts, every one, even to overflowing, with thy substance and pure electronic force that brings with it thy immeasurable, infinite blessings. Let each one feel thy omnipresent, watchful care, thy sustaining love, wisdom, and power. The Discourse. I bring you greetings from the great host of light, who watch attentively the outpouring of divine radiance, whose great love, peace, and light always enfold you as messengers of the light, giving always strict obedience to the great light. Obedience of all manifestation is the first demand of the great host. When the command went forth, "Let there be light," obedience was the first activity. Consequently, limitless light was at hand. It is so with all outer activity of the one active principle, God. The first activity of the outer should be to give perfect obedience to that inner presence. Thus is it enabled to receive harmoniously the unadulterated pure essence, and so should it be with friends, with relatives, with associates, and with all outer contact of individuals. There should always be this wondrous grace of love, light, and obedience. It matters not the age of the individual, still the outer expression often, for its need is obedience to the great inner light. When the impulse surges forth to argue, criticize, or feel a resistance, it is your signal that the outer is intruding itself to demand attention. Then is the time, by the power of your free will, to command the outer to be silent and obey the I Am Presence. It is useless to argue any point. Silence the outer, and then, in loving obedience, give the instruction. In this way, it can come forth unobstructed. When students have entered the conscious path, the slightest intimation of disturbance or resistance of any kind should be followed instantly by silencing all outer activity and declaring, "I am the obedient, intelligent activity in this mind and body. I am the governing power, and do govern it harmoniously." It matters not upon what plane or in what sphere of activity the Son of God, that is, the Son or Daughter of God, acts. Obedience to its laws, or the divine laws of the sphere in which he is acting, is always imperative to his steady onward progress. Someday, I hope in the near future, we shall take up for consideration the elements of outer activity which are most disturbing, and the effect of their activity upon the body. I do not wish to do this, however, until the students are strong enough to hear the truth of this activity without a single twinge of resistance or self-condemnation, because to start an activity within the individual of either condition would be a mistake upon my part. I spoke some time ago about the student keeping on guard to watch that in an unguarded moment he did not find himself unknowingly entertaining some feeling of resistance, criticism, or some activity which he later discovered had been acting. Every student should constantly use many times a day, for it only requires a minute, and silently declare, "I am the invincible God, established, sustained, and maintained over my mind, my body, my home, my world, and my affairs. keep conscious that this God, being the I Am Presence, naturally has infinite intelligence. This will establish an intelligent guard and activity about you that does not have to be constantly repeated. Again, we come to the point where every time we use the expression I or I Am, we know that it is the full power of love, wisdom, and intelligence acting. Use frequently, I am the full liberation of divine love acting. Now, as a preparatory activity for the day, I would suggest that the students with great joy and firmness, after having refreshed themselves in the morning, would silently declare, knowing that the power of the declaration is self-sustained, I am the governing love, wisdom, and power, with its attendant intelligent activity which is acting today in every single thing that I think or do. I command this infinite activity to take place every moment and be the sustaining guard about me, that I move, speak, and act only in divine order. Then during the day, whenever you think of it, take the firm consciousness, I am the commanding governing presence, moving everywhere before me during the day, commanding perfect peace and harmony in all activity. In this manner, you will lock the door open for the continuous outpouring of this inner intelligent presence, which will transform your world and keep you from contacting inharmony of any kind, enabling you to have that steady flow of inner peace and harmony in all outer contact. It matters not what the manifestation may be within the body or without. The student must take his firm stand that his body is the temple of the Most High Living God. This is an unquestionable truth, and this attitude, consciously maintained, will more rapidly bring the body into the perfect activity which was intended from the beginning. I say to the students, in all sincerity, there is no possible way of attaining a quality or a desired attribute without claiming it. The outer has drifted into a limited consciousness of declaring it did not have the desired quality, and of course it could not manifest it under those conditions. The thought of the student often is, well, I've been holding this idea for a long time, but it doesn't manifest, it doesn't work. This is positive proof that somewhere in the consciousness there was lurking a doubt, possibly unknown to the individual. I tell you that no matter what appears on the surface, if you will continually, with firm determination, claim the quality, condition, or things you desire, and go right on claiming them with that firm determination, they will find expression in your use just as certain as you do this. But I cannot urge you too strongly always to keep on guard in this matter. For the outer, when you have tried a thing for a few hours, days, or months, and it seems not to have appeared, immediately begins to say, it's no use. If it were going to have acted, it would have by this time. Such a thing as failure is absolutely impossible when you have set the power of the I Am, God in you, in action to accomplish a given purpose, if you hold unwaveringly to it with determination. Many times I have seen students nearing wonderful achievement, wonderful victory and freedom, and this outer attitude of not yet being accomplished would rush in, get their attention to such an extent that it would either retard greatly their progress or shut the door indefinitely. The student should compel himself or herself to hold before the mind this truth, that when the I Am power and presence is set in motion, it can no more fail in its accomplishment than the universe stop its activity. For this mighty I Am presence to fail in its accomplishment would mean that the universe would instantly be thrown into chaos. Such is the certainty and power of the I Am accomplishment. It simply cannot fail unless the outer obstructs the way. every student should guard with great watchfulness that he does not use the I am in negative expressions. For when you say, I am sick, I have failed, I am not accomplishing this thing as I should, you are throwing this mighty energy into action to destroy the thing you wish to accomplish. This always happens whenever you use the word I, for that is the release of the universal power. Knowing that the I am is you, then when you say, my head aches, my stomach is out of order, my intestinal tract is disturbed, you are throwing the energy into those parts to act according to the thing you have decreed. For when you say my, it is the same energy acting, because there is only one person who can say I or my, and that is you decreeing for your world. Any expression which can only be used for yourself is including the energy and activity of the I Am Presence. The correct attitude to take if some organ seems to be rebellious is to instantly declare and hold fast to it, I am the only and perfect energy acting there. Therefore, every appearance of disturbance is instantly corrected. This is the important point to keep before the student. If, through habit, you have thought that certain remedial agencies gave assistance, then use these sparingly until you gain sufficient mastery to govern entirely by your I Am Presence. I assure you that even though you think that this remedial agent has given you relief, it is still the same I Am Presence that has given the remedial agency the power to give you relief. For instance, I have watched the medical world for many centuries, and when one individual of so-called authority says that a certain remedy is no longer of use, it is but a short time until it disappears entirely. The question within the mind of all thinking individuals is that certain herbs or remedial agencies have a certain natural chemical action corresponding to the element within the body. I say to you, what gives or makes the chemical affinity? The power of your I Am, which enables you to think. Thus, when you come to go round the circle of activity, you will find that there is only one intelligence and presence acting, and that is the I Am, God in you. Now why not look this truth square in the face? Take your stand unwaveringly with the I Am Presence, God in action in you, and know that it is the only life in you and all things or remedies to which you alone give power. Is it not much better to go directly to this great I Am Presence and receive its all-powerful, limitless assistance which cannot fail, than to give power to something that leads you around Robin Hood's barn to get assistance from something in the outer to which you have given the power? I know it is not easy for students to turn away from old habits or dependence upon certain remedial agencies. But a little thought and meditation upon this fact will simply compel the outer reason and dependence upon these outer things to give way completely before the great I Am Presence. There is no way of convincing the student upon this most vital of questions, except he apply the wisdom and knowledge with unwavering determination until he proves for himself the active truth of these simple things. There is no one who can tell to what degree the student can apply this, for only he alone by trying may know. Many times the inner accumulated energy is such that the student is amazed with the results when he begins to apply this. The Oriental phrase for I Am is Om. That means the same thing that I Am is beginning to mean to the Western world. For myself, I like very much the use of the I Am, because its very expression indicates God in action in the individual. Om, as understood by the Orientals, is a universal presence, and not nearly so apt to give the student the consciousness of the I Am Presence acting in the individual as the use of I Am. This largely explains the reason for the conditions in India today. Hundreds of thousands in India, through the confusion of many castes, have fallen into the error that the intonation of Om was all that was required in their lives. While this brings a certain activity in hundreds of thousands of cases, it does not bring the energy of that activity into the individual's action, and so is of little benefit. The method of the ascended masters throughout the ages, from time immemorial, has been the conscious use of the I Am Presence, the recognition and full acceptance of God in action in the individual, which more and more brings into the individual the full intelligent activity of the God Presence, the Godhead. Those Orientals who have reached great attainment, which many of them have become aware of this true activity through their sincere meditation. Perhaps the simplest, most powerful single thing that the individual can keep himself reminded of is that when he says, I am, he is knowingly or unknowingly setting into action within himself the full, unadulterated energy of God. Energy becomes power through conscious use. The fact that individuals are in human embodiment is the command to raise the world of the individual into perfect activity. When the consciousness of the individual is raised, everything in the world of that individual is raised into the inner activity. O Mani Padme Hum really means God in action in the individual. Use the I Am instead of Om at all times, because many of you have been embodied in an Indian embodiment. At one time you knew that use, and to prevent it calling forth a lesser use, use the I Am now to take you to the full height. Whenever you say I Am, you are setting the pure energy of God into motion, uncolored by human concepts. This is the only way of keeping the pure energy of God uncontaminated by human qualification. Enormous results can be had in a short time by the determined use of these affirmations. I am this pure inspiration. I am this pure light right here in action. Visualize this through the body now. I am this pure revelation of everything I want to know. Hold the reins of power forever within yourself. People are afraid of just embracing the great God power and letting it operate. What is there to fear in God? Its operation is pure and perfect, and if you do not reach out to embrace the great pure God power, how can you expect to use it and have perfection? You must claim it for your own. To say, I am the ascended being I wish to be now, immediately enfolds the outer in that raising presence. I am my eternal liberation now from all human imperfection. Realize who I am is. You have to use terms of explanation up to a certain point. No, this body is the temple of the living God and is ascended now. The human side is such a doubting, criticizing Thomas. All instruction is but to give the individual student a chance to prove it within himself by applying and using the explanation of the law given. Say often, I am the governing power of this activity, and therefore it is always normal. There is no human being in the universe who can recognize this I Am Presence for another. In your recognition of this I Am Presence as who you are, every step you gain is a permanent accomplishment, and there can be no retrogression. Benediction. Thou infinite, all-pervading presence, whose active intelligence governs all who look unto thee, fill each one who seeks the light with thy mighty inner light. Hold each one closer and closer in the great I Am Presence, that it fills the world of every one with thy great, great perfection, and that the consciousness of each individual desires only that great, great presence and perfection. Notes. All jewels are a high activity of God's substance. The more intense the fire, the greater the purifying power. Gold does not long for nor adhere to anything else. All other metals or alloys cling to it. Gold is this way because it is of a pure element. In all kinds of fuel activity, there is at some point a golden flame. All consuming of outer substance at some point is always red, for the red color is the throwing off of the imperfection and impurity. If the impurity were not there, the substance would go from the outer immediately into the golden flame.